Today we're going to start part one of a three-part series on ice fishing previews with our district fisheries biologist. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Joining me now is Fisheries Supervisor Paul Bailey. Paul, you manage the South Central District Lakes and Lake Oahe. How are water levels looking in your district?
Well, we're pretty fortunate that we are still dealing with a little bit of the wet spell that we had in the fall of 2019 going into the spring of 2020 that filled most of our lakes to capacity. Unfortunately, last summer was a bit dry, but I guess we went into this dry spell at pretty good lake levels. So we definitely lost some water this summer, which put some of our lakes at a greater chance of winter kill occurring. But we're pretty happy with where we're at considering how dry the summer was. And that was largely due in effect to the abundant precipitation that we had in the fall of 2019. Lake Oahe is a little bit different. There, most of our water is coming from the western mountains in Montana and Wyoming. Anglers are going to experience about 10-foot lower surface levels of Lake Oahe this year. So your favorite spots to fish on Lake Oahe are going to be about 10 feet shallower than we've been used to or accustomed to the last few years.
Paul, since we're talking Lake Oahe, let's move into fish populations on Lake Oahe.
I guess the bread and butter of Lake Oahe is certainly our walleye. What anglers are going to notice this year, I guess, is a very abundant smaller walleye. We've had really good walleye reproductive success since 2014, and it's almost been too good. We've had a little bit of an imbalance between predator and prey in Lake Oahe, so our walleye aren't growing exceptionally well. Typically in North Dakota, we see our walleye reaching about 15 inches in length at around 3 years of age. In Lake Oahe, they're currently not hitting 15 inches until an average of 5 years of age. So our growth has slowed a little bit. These fish are a little bit skinnier, but they're still very abundant. So the good news is that some of those fish that were from the 2014 year class have now reached kind of that 16, 17, 18 inch range. Despite their slow growth, they're some nicer, what a lot of people consider those keeper size fish. Smaller fish are going to be abundant as well. And then the neat thing about Lake Oahe is there's always the potential for a pretty nice size walleye out there that might get your name in the Whopper Club.
Let's move on to pike. You have some trophy pike in Lake Oahe as well.
Certainly people like experiencing pike of all sizes, but there's the real potential for a 20 plus pounder anytime you go fishing on Lake Oahe. Fish of 25 pounds are even occasionally seen, and there's even the, I wouldn't say common report of a 30 plus pound fish are a possibility out there. So it's something I know a lot of our anglers really enjoy, is the unique experience of really one of the best trophy pike fisheries in the lower 48 we have in Lake Oahe.
Okay, how about panfish?
Perch you can find in Lake Oahe too. They're a little more hit or miss. People who do target walleye, in some of the better areas along the main river channel that you can target walleye, can occasionally encounter some perch, but Lake Oahe really isn't known as a great perch factory, largely due to the abundance of other predators in the system.
Paul, with the lower lake levels, is access going to be an issue?
I think access will still be decent getting onto Lake Oahe, but one thing anglers should really be aware of is with these lower reservoir levels in Lake Oahe, Lake Oahe being about 10 feet shallower than it has been the last few years, is some of those places anglers really like fishing along the main channel, we're going to experience greater current velocities there. So places that are popular walleye spots, anglers should be really cautious getting to those spots. That increased current velocity leads to much more variable ice conditions than we've probably seen in the last few years.
Let's switch gears, Paul, and move to the South Central District Lakes. How are things looking there for fish?
Good. It's honestly, we've got really good opportunity this winter, especially as far as walleye is concerned. We've got probably as good or better a walleye opportunity as we've ever had across the South Central portion of North Dakota.
Okay, and where can a person go to find out what lakes to target?
Yeah, we've got lots of good information available on our website. We hope these webcasts should prod you along in the right direction, we hope, a little bit too. But we've made a lot of good information available on our North Dakota Game and Fish Department website. Some of the usual suspects we know are going to be good this winter, or at least have really good walleye populations in them. Alkaline Lake, Dry Lake, Jasper, some places like that. Rice Lake is on my hit list for sure. And some of the lakes that anglers are very familiar with, I think, will be good options this winter.
How are northern pike doing in the district lakes?
Our pike populations fluctuate with water levels. When we have rising water levels, we tend to have better success and more robust pike populations. So pike fishing, I wouldn't say is going to be as good as it has been a few years ago, but there's still plenty of good opportunity out there. Places like Horsehead Lake, Cherry Lake, Helen would be definitely good options to pursue this year. Rice Lake is another one that had good pike reproduction in the spring of 20. Abundant smaller pike in there right now.
How about perch or other panfish?
Perch are kind of in the same boat as our northern pike. Our perch populations really fluctuate with what Mother Nature gives us as far as water levels. And the good news is we had good conditions for perch reproductive success in the spring of 2020, but those fish won't really materialize for anglers till they get to, you know, that 7, 8-inch, 9-inch range, and we're probably at least a couple years away from that. Lake Josephine is one that the perch are probably doing as good in there as they have since there's a pretty good bite back in, I think, the winter of 11-12. Dollinger Schnabel Lake looks like it should be another one of some good potential. The Lair Wildlife Management Area is another one that is on my hit list. But then, you know, anywhere that anglers have caught decent numbers of perch over the last, say, 5 to 7 years, we've still got some potential for good perch fishing in those places.
Paul, we visited a little bit before this, but ice fishing, there's no better way to introduce somebody new to fishing.
Yeah, it can be a pretty good social event, and honestly, for the most part, ice fishing can be done fairly low tech and still have some pretty good success. And there may be no better way than that, I guess, in my opinion, to introduce folks to ice fishing than throwing out some tip ups and targeting pike. It can be done all day. If you can go to a lake that's got a good pike population in it, scatter out some tip ups. It's a good low tech way to introduce someone to ice fishing, and you have a pretty good time and a really good opportunity to harvest some fish and. Show someone how to get something from the outdoors onto your table.
Okay, and a lot of resources on our Game & Fish website.
Absolutely, there's good information on some of the nuts and bolts of how to get into ice fishing. We've got some helpful videos on there that we filmed in the past on some introductory materials on learning a little bit how to ice fish and get started, and then, yeah, where to do it too is just as important.
A lot of great information, Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Joining me now is Northwest Fisheries biologist Aaron Slominski. Aaron, how are water levels in the Northwest?
Well, we've been, just like anywhere else in the state, the second year of severe, exceptional drought conditions. Some of the lakes definitely are going to be in potential trouble here if we get any sort of winter here. There's, you know, going to be a threat of winter kill at several lakes. We were lucky enough to catch a pretty decent break in June with a huge rain event that covered a majority of the Northwest District. It helped either fill or stabilize the water levels in some of our smaller reservoirs. They have the ability to fill up a little quicker.
Okay, let's move into fish populations in the Northwest. Let's start out with walleyes.
Well, one of the more probably popular walleye destinations up in the Northwest, the largest fishery also is Lake Darling, managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, is probably the go-to walleye fishery any given year. A couple of smaller lakes with pretty good walleye populations would be Bockle Noonan Dam. Clearwater Lake's got a pretty good walleye population. Northgate's kind of one of them that also has pretty good walleye population. You know, like any given year, Blacktail Dam can have pretty good walleye population too.
Okay, let's move into our state fish, the northern pike.
Yeah, well, we don't stock a lot of northern pike in the Northwest, but they pretty much thrive in pretty much every lake up there. Even with the lower water levels, we have a lot of lakes with high abundance of pike. Skirmal Lake, Tioga Dam, Ray Reservoir have high abundance of pike. If you want a bigger pike, maybe a pike over 30 inches, Trenton Lake has a high abundance of pike and probably the potential for a bigger pike. Smishick Lake and Blacktail Dam, you know, you have the opportunity to probably catch a pike 30 inches or more.
Pike are fun, especially if you're new to fishing as well.
Yeah, pike, they're probably one of the easier fish we have to catch. They're fairly aggressive. They, you know, bite all day. You don't need anything special, any special tackle to catch them. You know, I mean, a simple treble hook and a steel leader with a bag of smelt is sometimes all you need under a tip up, under a bobber. You know, watch the video that we put out about taking the Y-bones out, read the pamphlets, it's not that hard. Really good table fare, easy to catch.
Aaron, how about panfish in the Northwest?
I always wanted the go-to crappie fisheries, you know, for a long time now with Trenton Lake. They're probably, you know, a lot less abundant than they used to be, but the size is really nice. You got some standard bluegill lakes any given year, pump out a lot of bluegills or a few bigger bluegills. You know, some of the lakes, maybe a bigger bluegill is going to be tougher to find, but Smishick Lake's got a really high abundance of bluegills. Blacktail Dam, Corduroy Dam, Northgate Dam, pretty good options for bluegills. Some of our perch, you know, we have a lot of lakes with small perch in them, but we did stock a lot of adult perch the last 2 years, and any one of those lakes that we stocked with adult perch might have the opportunity to catch a keeper-sized perch.
Okay, overall, conditions allow, ice fishing in the Northwest should be good this year?
Yep, you know, and like I said, we have a lot of good pike fisheries, you know. It's a really good opportunity to hit some of them, I guess, before maybe even, you know, the water levels further decline and maybe the threat of a total winter kills there in the future.
A lot of great information, Aaron. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Joining me now is Southwest Fisheries District Supervisor Jeff Hendrickson. Jeff, how are water levels in the Southwest?
Water is pretty low everywhere in the Southwest, just like the rest of the state, more or less. Some lakes worse than others, but it's generally low.
Well, will the water levels have any effect on access to these lakes this winter?
No, access should be pretty good on most lakes. It all depends on the snow, you know, amount of snow, more than the water levels.
Okay, let's move into fish populations. How are walleyes doing in the Southwest?
Walleyes are doing pretty good. A place like Indian Creek, Hart Butte, those should be really good lakes this winter.
Size structure is pretty decent.
Yeah, I got good size structure both lakes. A lot of small fish, but there's also a lot of nice fish in both lakes.
Okay, how about northern pike?
Northern pike would be the standard, the big three. Patterson will be good, Hart Butte will be good, and Bowman Haley, probably all three be good. As well as a few sleepers like Kalina Dam, good place to go pike fishing, Gascoyne Lake.
Okay, let's talk some of your panfish in the Southwest, Jeff.
Yep, panfish. This spring we put a lot of adult perch in a few lakes, so one of them, Hart Butte. Perch fishing is good there this fall, so it should be really good this winter. Patterson Lake got a lot of those perch too, and Bowman Haley, all three. Indian Creek will be good again. The size is never really big there, but should be good numbers.
Okay, you have some bluegill lakes in the Southwest.
Yep,
as well.
Bluegills are good in Camel Hump Lake, good place for bluegills right now. Patterson Lake is a good place for bluegills right now. Big bluegills. Those would be the top ones. Mott Watershed got some good bluegills in it.
Jeff, ice fishing is a great opportunity to take somebody out that has never been fishing or haven't been fishing for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy. You don't need much equipment. All you need is a couple of rods and some way to chisel the hole in the ice, and you can go.
And there's even a free fishing weekend.
Yeah, a Christmas weekend this year. Should be a good opportunity for families to get out and enjoy some of the outdoors in North Dakota.
And you have to be a resident.
Yeah.
A lot of great information, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.